This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Jason.
It is just you and I for the moment, Jason.
For the moment, yes.
Man, which is running errands for me. Because he's good at that sort of thing.
He's a good errand boy.
He will be back. And, of course, he'll be joining us. 1-800-259-9231 allows you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It is the Wednesday edition of the show. And, as always, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything we have there is totally free. Coming up tonight, we've got a number of follow-ups. We've got a follow-up on the German cannibal story.
Yes, with the willing feast,
consensual cannibalism.
Yes.
If you will, indeed. It was a story reported on a couple years ago, and then recently we'd heard that it was going back to the courts. He had been sentenced for eating man alive, consensually.
Yes.
And they retried the case, and we'll tell you what has happened there. Also, a follow-up on the dental situation in England. We talked about this last night, how...
it's poor?
It's a socialist dental system. And so we got more information on that. Plus, as promised, the Puerto Rican government story from last night that we didn't get a chance to get to. Also, you've got some bureaucrats behaving very badly, Jason.
Yes, the bureaucrats who supposedly educate the children of this country.
Yes, we'll find out what they were doing. And, of course, your calls about whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. And we'll start with Puerto Rico tonight because I sold it all last night. We just didn't get a chance to get to it. As we reported last week, the government of Puerto Rico, most of it, has been shut down.
Sounds good to me.
Well, yeah, it sounds good to me, too. And I didn't really think very much of it when I first heard the story. I thought, you know, they'll get it running within a day or two. That's usually how these things work. It's not running yet. It's been about a week now, I think. And so here's the latest from the BBC. Thousands of workers in Puerto Rico are threatening to go on strike after a budget crisis partially shut down the island's government. The administration of Puerto Rico has a $740 million deficit, but neither the governor nor the legislature can agree on how to resolve the problem. More than 40 government agencies have been hit, making thousands jobless. And, of course, who's protesting about their jobs? Who's protesting to go on strike? It's the government bureaucrats.
Of course.
Right. The crisis led to international credit rating agency Moody's to downgrade Puerto Rico's bonds. Moody's gave some of the bonds junk status, while some were downgraded to just one notch above junk. Apparently, let's see, that last week the administration was forced to close 43 government agencies.
All right.
Putting 95,000 people out of work. All the schools were closed, meaning 500,000 students were sent home. Mass demonstrations have been taking place on the streets of the capital, San Juan, but it is in the island's smaller towns that the effects are truly being felt, according to the BBC. Many people rely heavily on municipal services, and now they're having to do without basic amenities like water and health care services. They actually shut down the water department.
That's kind of crazy.
I know. Last week they said in their press release or in the article that we read last week that the essential services such as policing and hospitals would stay up. You would think water would be considered one of the essential services.
You would imagine.
It just makes me wonder, you know, what bureaucrats do they still have milling around doing their jobs when they could have the guys working at the water department?
Right. I mean, obviously it's the higher paid, more important bureaucrats still milling about.
I'm sure the administrators are still doing their pencil pushing.
Sure.
While everyone else is going to essentially die of lack of hydration.
Well, I think this is a superb opportunity for the people of Puerto Rico to start making it on their own.
Yeah.
It's like moving out of your parents' house. I mean, you got away from the blanket of old mama government. And now you're on your own. You got to fend for yourself. It would behoove them to start fending for themselves. Start taking care of their own amenities. Show the government, we don't really need you anymore.
Yeah, I agree. This is a perfect opportunity. In fact, it's not quite like leaving your parents' house, because normally that's something you can plan for. In this case,
this is just upheaval.
Boom. The government's gone. And so a lot of people are going to freak out like some of them are. You know, they're freaking out. Our services are gone. Well, you know what? This is what you get.
Yep.
This applies to everybody who has this love for their government. You know, this is what you get when you leave essential things like water services and protection. When you leave these services to a bunch of bureaucrats, all of a sudden one day when they run out of money, it's shutdown time. It's done.
and everybody's left in the cold.
Right. You know, in the marketplace, if there was a business, for instance, a water company, for some reason wanted to go out of business, it's likely that there would be a company waiting at their door with a check to purchase all their infrastructure so they could take over and run that business in a different manner and possibly make it more profitable. In this case, no company can waltz right into the government offices and say, look, we'll take over here. Here's $5 million or whatever it is it would cost to buy the water company. Here's several million dollars. You just go home. We'll handle it from here. In fact, we'll hire some of your people, and we'll get these water, with the water turned back on, get people back connected again.
Now, why can't that happen?
I suppose it could happen, but I don't think the government would want to let go of its monopoly, even though it was shut down, even though it wasn't in existence.
They're in pretty dire straits now.
I understand, but even though they're in dire straits, it's likely that the administrators of that program would not want their cushy little gig to go away.
Quite so.
And as long as they are the administrator of a shutdown water program, they're still collecting a paycheck.
They're still administrators, meaning that they could just re-up the thing whenever they so choose, if they can.
Right. So here's some more info. Let's see. Many people, again, are going without water services. The island's governor is blaming the opposition-dominated legislature for failing to agree on how to pay off the huge debt. It's a bunch of finger-pointing, of course.
Yeah. It's the other side
right.
of the bureaucrats.
They did it. Blame them. The government said that the governor said he's still working from the last approved budget, which is 2 years old, and that his proposals to introduce the island's first-ever sales tax have been turned down. We had reported on that when this originally occurred. Apparently, they've got, again, no sales tax right now. That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
But now they're talking about anywhere from a 5% to a 7% sales tax. I mean, just, you've got a government in dire straits, you've got services shut down, and you're talking about attacking your people with a sales tax out of nowhere? You're talking about taxing them even more than they already are? I mean, that's not going to be good for the economy.
No, it sounds counterproductive.
Yeah. You want to drive away your tourists? I mean, that's one less reason to go to Puerto Rico. I mean, you would think, I've never looked into the different islands as far as where you can go to go on vacation, but I would imagine that a number of them do have sales tax.
Oh, yeah.
And so, therefore, that might be a tourist kind of a reason to attract people. Like, hey, we could go to the Bahamas, we could go to Puerto Rico, we could go to all these other places. Puerto Rico doesn't have a sales tax.
Yeah,
good reason
let's go
to go there.
Yeah.
And now they're going to ruin that. The government, by the way, is the biggest employer in Puerto Rico, accounting for up to 200,000 jobs. It pays up to $500 million a year in salary. Labor leaders representing electricians, truckers, and other private sector workers are now threatening to strike in support of government workers. What? That is bizarre. A stoppage which could begin yesterday. Because this is a couple days old at this point. So,
the unions would strike?
That's what it sounds like. Yeah, labor leaders. So, what? Oh my gosh, Jason, I'm just now processing this. You've got the largest employer in Puerto Rico, the government,
yep.
out of business, essentially, with over about half of its staff been laid off at this point. And now you've got the truckers and the electricians that are going to stop doing their work. I mean, electricians, you can live without them for a little while, but truckers? Those guys are the lifeblood of the economy.
I mean, the place is going to crumble in a very short matter of time if this continues.
In this case, I hope that some entrepreneurs pick up the ball. I don't know how they could do it. I mean, if the trucking industry just starts dying as a result of a strike, perhaps somebody could just simply say, look, you know, hey, we'll come in here and work for half the wages just to get these jobs done.
That's what needs to happen. Private sector needs to get going in a big way.
Yeah, and the longer this goes on, the more likely that is to happen. It's just that people are so used to having the government take care of these things.
They're shell shocked.
Yeah, it's like they got their heads cut off. They're running around and they don't know what to do. Well, you better figure it out quick, because you might not have water to drink. It's pretty disturbing. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. We got the German cannibal story on the way, corrupt cops, and more. Again, if anything goes, that's why we call the show Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind, and it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Hey, Manwich.
Hi. Where'd he come from?
Well,
he popped up out of thin air.
The hardware store, really.
You bring up whatever you want, and again, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Updates are there. You get signed up, go to updates.freetalklive.com. Totally free. We'll keep you up to date with what's going on with the show. You'll be the first person to know when new stuff happens. Updates.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. freetalklive.org. So, we have still lots to talk about tonight. Starting things out with some follow-ups this evening, and of course, your calls about anything. We just finished talking about how Puerto Rico, just a recap for you, man, which remember how we reported on Puerto Rico last week?
Yeah, that's right. The government had sort of shut down.
It's still shut down.
And fire is coming from the sky, and the streets are cracking wide open.
No.
People dying in the streets.
No. Well, now, that might actually start happening.
Why is that?
Well, because the government has shut down. They said last week that they were going to keep the essential services online.
Yeah,
but apparently they don't consider the water department essential.
Well, we're an island. We're surrounded by the stuff.
This is what people get.
That's funny because I said that.
This is precisely what they get. Really, you want to trust your water to a bunch of bureaucrats as though that's what's going to. Well, there's only one water company now.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Hall. Yep. What are you going to do when the one water company shuts down?
You're
going to dehydrate and die on a little island.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Now,
genius.
One of two things is going to result from this. Either they're going to move towards freedom, which would be great.
Yes, it would.
Or Franklin Delano Rodriguez is going to step in and nationalize everything.
The New Deal.
The New Deal.
Yeah, we need more government to solve this
problem.
Right,
absolutely. They need more government to come in and fix their water problem.
See, the government just wasn't big enough. I mean, even though they had a $740 million deficit, it's obviously the factor that just more industries need to be nationalized. We need to turn it over to government control of everything. In fact, forget about private enterprise. Let's wipe that out entirely. I'm kidding, of course. That would be suicide.
Sad.
In fact, they've got a sad situation where... Apparently, according to the article we just read, which was written on Monday by the BBC, the trade unions were talking about striking for the government workers. So the few private trade unions out there were going to go on strike on behalf of the government workers. Well, they did for a little while, and now they're calling it off. I got an update during the break. They're calling off their strikes because apparently there's some plan that they're working on. There's a plan that the government officials are... actively working in the back room.
And there's a commission working on it,
it's
going to be good.
Right. So apparently the governor has agreed to go along with the recommendations of the commission, whatever they are.
Even though he doesn't know what they're going to be yet. And I've utmost confidence in this commission. Right. Whatever they say goes.
We'll see. We'll see about that.
You know, everything goes really well when you have a commission studying things.
Oh, of course.
I don't have much confidence in this at all.
Well, it's a compromise, and a compromise is defined by a deal that makes everyone unhappy.
Yes, that's good.
It's good for that everybody should be unhappy. God knows we wouldn't want to use the free market system where, in fact, everyone is largely happy with the results that they have there.
Who would want that?
It's a bad idea.
Well, and the neat thing about the free market is if you're not happy with your service, you can go somewhere else.
Right. That's what I mean, that everybody's largely happy.
Right. And if you aren't happy with the other options, you can start your own.
I mean, I think of all the companies and organizations that I deal with on a regular basis, and I would have to say that the ones that rank highest in satisfaction are companies that make a profit on me. And now I'll admit to you that the cell phone companies, it's a lot like dealing with the mob. And
Cell phones?
Cell phone companies.
What are you talking about?
Do you get a lot of customer satisfaction when you talk to cell phone companies?
Dude, I think cell phones are great. I mean, whoa.
I'm not talking about cell phones. I'm talking about cell phone companies.
Well, I think there's a lot of competition there. I mean, what is it that you've experienced so bad?
Poor customer service, bad billing.
Maybe you should change companies. I've never had that happen. I've been able to walk into one particular company's store and hand over my phone and have them give me a brand new one and not charge me anything for it.
Oh, I've had that happen too.
Right.
Yep. I'm just saying that largely the people that I'm happiest with are people that make a profit on me.
Interesting.
Secondly, it's the not-for-profits.
Okay.
You know, they don't do so good. They're, a little flighty and incompetent. But really the people that... And then after that come the government-controlled monopolies.
Of course.
Dealing with the cable company, the electric company, and then the people that I hate dealing with the very, very most.
The government.
Yeah, the Department of Motor Vehicles. Who wants to go there?
No one.
Not a lot of customer service there. Post office... it's incredible, the line. Generally, the post office people are kind when they deal with you, but slower than all hell to sell you stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing how long...
Why do they have to work quickly?
They don't.
Oh, yeah. I love it when... I've been in the post office a few times shipping things, and I don't do it anymore. This was a couple years ago. Now, if I'm shipping something, it goes via FedEx or UPS. I'll pay the extra money because it's worth it just to not have to wait in the line. But I remember sitting there in the post office, waiting in line as usual, and watching as there was one bureaucrat manning the cash register, manning one of three cash registers, and two bureaucrats just sort of milling around. One of them was just sort of, you know, rearranging things in the corner, and the other one was just walking back and forth. And I just could not understand why it was they didn't open a second register.
Now, the post office is essentially, it's a government-controlled, or a government-instituted monopoly, as opposed, like the power company, as opposed to being actually the government. But they
no,
used
it's
to be,
more governmental than the power company.
It is more so, but...
Because they get subsidies.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
They do get subsidies.
It's a quasi-government organization.
Rather than just being given the... yeah, you're right.
And it's funny, too, because we were talking about the post office.
They're not actually a government agency. They are their own quote-unquote business.
Yeah.
But this business gets free rent,
right,
land and buildings from the American people.
And bailouts.
If they need bailouts and
they
have a problem. No, they usually run in the black.
Well, they're still getting money. I forget. They've got claims about how they run in the black,
uh-huh,
but there's still money going to them from somewhere.
I'd like to see more information on that. I mean, I know that they get free buildings and free land, and then they run in the black, which is just great. I mean, I'd love to have
no
free
overhead.
Free store frontage, and I'd like to be any place I wanted to be.
I think it's pensions.
New York City.
I think it's the pensions that are paid out through the subsidies.
I see.
I'm not positive on that. I'm not an expert on the USPS. However, we were talking about it the other day on the show, and somebody posted a message on our bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com about how they just thought the postal service was just great. They send, it's a fan of the show, somebody who's an amplifier, as a matter of fact. He apparently sends thousands of packages per year at the job that he works at,
mm-hmm,
the business he works at, and he claims to have never had a problem with the Postal Service, and I just feel like he's just gotten really lucky. Because
I can't imagine
he didn't
have any problems with the Post Office, but
he claims.
Because really, it's a matter of time before they screw you.
And they shouldn't have any problems. Like, you know, they deliver a lot of packages. You should not, at this point, you should have a system down for not losing them.
Well, to be fair, they do get most packages there.
Oh, yeah, they do.
However, it's when things go wrong that things get really nasty, because there's no tracking system at all with the Postal Service.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you don't even know where your package went to. It's not in any sort of system. You don't know who's been handling it. You
mm-hmm.
don't know where it's been, and it's lost to the void.
Sure, FedEx and UPS, they have a computer tracking system and all that good stuff.
Right.
And insurance.
So if something goes
bad, the Post Office has insurance too.
No, I don't think it's quite the same. But anyway,
pay for it.
If something goes bad, then you're a little bit safer with the private organizations. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
I'm Dr. Hunter for your health. Oatmeal is going to have an FDA approval for a health claim. How did that occur? And is that the only one that's good for lowering cholesterol? Stay tuned after these messages. I'll be right back.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Oatmeal is good for us. And it's a whole wheat fiber. Now, oats is an excellent source of that soluble fiber. The soluble fiber moves through your gut, and it collects water and forms a gel. That interferes with the absorption of cholesterol. Well, back in 1995, Quaker Oats petitioned the FDA to make it be a health claim on its rolled oats and oat brand. And the FDA is going to go through with this now. There's other sources for this beta-glucan, which can be found in dried beans, green peas, corns, and prunes. And it takes approximately 3 grams of the oatmeal for a day for the cholesterol. I'm Dr. Hunter for your health.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. Coming up tonight, a study out of Britain. Women find out that they're actually attracted to men who like children. Shocker! Is that a shocker or what? Details on that. Plus, the German cannibal, we've got a follow-up. He's been found guilty of murder. We'll give you his sentence here in a little bit. Also, again, you dial in about anything. 800-259-9231. But actually, let's go go to Britain again here and talk teeth.
Teeth.
We talked about them last night. We talked about how the British... the British people have to deal with a socialist system for their dental care. And we didn't quite get all of our facts right on the story.
Okay.
So, from the BBC, again, here is a little more information on the dental system over in Great Britain. First of all, we were talking last night as though it was only socialists over there and that's it.
Oh,
that's true. There are private providers.
Okay.
So, that's the one critical thing that we did not even mention last night.
We didn't know that.
We didn't know that.
Another thing is we sort of talk in abstracts.
Mm-hmm.
We do our best to get the facts put together, but we're a couple of guys with the internet.
Sure.
You know?
We don't have crack research staff.
Right. I mean, this isn't the radio factor where I don't know how many people are on Bill O'Reilly's team.
Yeah.
And they have to get their stories right or else. And we both have essentially full-time jobs.
Yeah.
And we do the show.
Right.
So I work, 6-8 hours a day doing that, and then I come here and I do an hour's worth of shows,
right.
And so I rely on articles and that
exactly.
Kind of thing.
So an article about socialism in Great Britain is not necessarily meant to give you all sorts of details and info, but more
about
meant to talk about an
how
issue
dental
about
care
how socialism
works,
doesn't work.
Right, dental care works in the Great Britain. It's largely supposed to tell you how it would work if it were a perfect socialist system, or
right.
We talk about how. The effects.
We talk about the ideas.
Yes. Yeah, the ideas.
Yeah.
It's a
but nonetheless
issues driven show.
Nonetheless, I do like to make points of clarification, and this article.
Oh yeah,
does
this is great for that.
From the BBC. So Madonna or David Beckham could hardly have expected a better turnout. Instead, the queue of 300 people, which snaked around the block, had formed for nothing more exciting than an NHS dentist.
I don't know if only 300 people showed up to a Madonna concert, she wouldn't be putting on too many more concerts.
True. I don't think that article guy was being
not unless
writer
they
was being serious.
Paid $10,000 a ticket.
Not bloody likely.
Not likely.
Right.
No.
Well, anyway,
what's amazing to me is how much it costs to get tickets. Anyway, it's $100-$200 to get the good seats.
So here they are. There's a photo of them literally just lined up around a corner, just all sitting outside waiting to get into this new dentist's office that was opening up. Such is their shortage in some parts of the United Kingdom today. Scottish newspapers reported a stampede in January after a new NHS, I believe that stands for National Health Service, a new NHS dentist arrived in Kincardine. Last summer in Wales, anxious residents lined the high street as they patiently waited to get on the books of a new dentist. The experience of Mary O'Reilly, a finance manager, is typical since her dentist quit 7 years ago. She's been unable to find another NHS practitioner prepared to take her on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the marketplace, let's say your dentist was getting ready to go out of business. wouldn't he find you someone new to go to? Wouldn't he recommend like two or three guys for you to go to, some buddies of his in the dental profession?
In all likelihood.
Kind of, you know, well, you're a long-time customer. We've been taking care of you for a long time. We want to make sure you get taken care of well. Here's so-and-so, A, B, and C. You can go see either one of those guys, and they'll treat you right. Tell them I sent you. You know, that way, you know in advance it's going to happen. You can make the plans to transfer to a new dentist.
And in the regular marketplace, it's sort of that dentist's job to serve you in one respect or another.
Yeah.
And that's only an extension of how he would serve you. He's in a role of serving you because he provides you with a service, does what you want, you know, otherwise you wouldn't go back to him.
Mm-hmm.
If he, you know, if he punched you in your nose every time you came in and jabbed you with a real sharp instrument in your mouth every time he went and looked at you, you wouldn't be able to. Whereas if the government dentist jabs you in the mouth, well, maybe you won't come back. And I still get paid the same $80,000 a year that I would get, you know? So the government dentist all along is sort of incentivized to be, well, not very helpful, at the very least. It's probable that the government dentist is not going to stab you in the mouth with a sharp instrument.
Sure.
Because he's just not a bad guy. And most people are good people.
Right. But if he does it on accident, no biggie.
Right.
Well, in this case, so this woman, her dentist went out of business. He just quit. He'd had enough of the NHS and all their paperwork and the red tape and
He probably went to do something on his own.
Something
it was just so awful.
Yeah.
I don't know. Being a dentist in Britain, it's like being a minesweeper in the Falklands.
Well, the woman says I cut the names of four or five local dentists on the internet, but their books were full. So the other NHS dentists that she'd found were all booked up. So therefore, she was SOL.
Yeah.
Twice in that time, I've needed urgent dental work and have had to pay for it by going private. At the moment, I've got a crown coming loose, my gum is red and raw, but there's no NHS dentist prepared to treat it. The latest figures do show that most people in England do not have an NHS dentist. So this article claims 44% of adults. The one we talked about last night claimed 49%
of
adults. Do not
the 40th percentile.
Right. So the article asks, well, what happened to the idea of NHS dentistry for all? Well, the idea is socialism, and it's destined to failure. That's what happened. It might have started out as a wonderful, flowery plan for taking care of everybody's teeth, but then reality hits.
You know, that's the lure of socialism. Oh, well, we've got to take, everybody should have good teeth. Good teeth. It's a joy for me. My grandmother had bad teeth. It was awful for her.
Yeah.
Everyone should have good teeth.
You have the right to good teeth.
Especially children should have good teeth. I think that every human has the right to good teeth. And then suddenly, bam, there you go. We've got socialized dentistry. And then what do you get as a result? Bad frickin' teeth.
Well, here's how
people think government can solve problems, and it just can't.
Here's how it works, the NHS system works
operates.
Like this. Every job has a fixed NHS price. For example, by the way, dentists in the UK are, for the most part, self-employed and have traditionally mixed NHS and private patients on their books. So they are actually allowed to do both. NHS system works as follows. Every job has a fixed NHS price, like a checkup is £6. A scale and polish, about £11. That doesn't sound like a lot of money. I mean, what's that? What is that, like $20 in...
I would double it at this point. I don't know exactly what the pound's worth, but I would double it just to be safe.
NHS patients pay 80% of the cost of the work to the dentist. The remaining 20% is reimbursed by the dentist or the government. So it's not even real. It's not even full-on socialism. I mean, it's distributed. It's centrally controlled. It's a government program, but they're still requiring a copay. They're still requiring these people that are expecting to get things for free to pay 80% of the, again, very low subsidized costs. But nonetheless, you don't get to walk in and get a free polish. You have to pay 80% of the cost.
Wow.
Now, does it specify whether a dentist has the option of only taking regular paying clients rather than these socialized
Apparently
NHS
clients? Apparently they do. We'll explore this a little bit more coming up. 800-259-9231. Yeah, apparently you are allowed to do just total private work. So maybe the next step is to outlaw all of that. Because we've got to get people their dental service. They've got a right to it. 1-800-259-9231. You've got a right to lousy, slow, inefficient, crappy dental service because that's what socialism brings you. We're on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Gee, honey, your feet look great in those sandals.
Thanks. Last summer I was too embarrassed by my nails to wear them.
Well, your toenails sure look clear and healthy now. Makes me feel terrible about mine. See, this one looks thick, that one's yellow.
What you need is Nonex Nail Gel. Nonex clears out the buildup that discolors toenails and fingernails. It's called keratin debris. Just apply Nonex daily.
And I'll have clear, healthy-looking toenails?
Just look at mine.
Podiatrist recommended Nonex Nail Gel. Now at Walgreens, Longs, Eckerd Pharmacy, Rite Aid, and Brooks Pharmacy in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on our website, including live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both totally free, freetalklive.com. We're talking about dental work again, follow-up from last night's story about the United Kingdom and how they've got a socialized dental system there. However, as we're discovering tonight, there is a private option. In fact, what's happening over there is the dentists are fed up with the NHS system, the National Health System, and they are essentially just either slowly kind of shifting over their practice to more private clients, which obviously pay more, or they're just bailing altogether on the NHS and going fully private. So people who were counting on this government system are going to be SOL. You know, they're not going to be able to get the dental work that they had expected to be able to get. Actually, they had a hard time getting it in the first place because there's such a shortage of government dentists. Why is there a shortage? Well, as it turns out, working for the NHS sucks. I mean, that's what the dentists are saying here, according to the BBC.
How could it not? I mean, right. It's a government agency.
Yep. There was a fee cut that happened at the start of the 90s, which caused enormous resentment in the profession.
Well,
and
duh.
That's when.
I mean, ooh, who saw that coming? But they're gonna lower the amount that the dentist get.
We gotta pay the administrators more.
Right? Absolutely. You know, in a normal dentist office, the highest ranking guy is the dentist.
Yeah.
But no, not with the NHS or any other organization that's gotta administer the dentists or the garbage men or who the hell ever. You have to have layer upon layer of bureaucracy
right.
above them.
The administrator, the middle management, the supervisors.
And those people, they have to push papers around, and they have to, you know, they have to decide who's going to get service and who's not. And it's just, I'm sorry, it's dumb, but that's how government works, and it's how it works every single time. And if you want to make sure that everybody gets dentistry, whether it's bad dentistry or not, I don't care. Just if you want to make sure that everybody gets it, that's the only way you're going to do it.
Bye. Let's go to the phone. Let's talk to Dennis in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, Dennis.
Hey, Dennis.
I just wanted to bring up more British socialism.
Sure.
When I was back, I was in Britain just January, mm-hmm. so apparently when all this was going on. But what was on the news at the time there was the fact that millions of people, especially in Scotland, weren't showing up for work. And do you know why?
Why?
Because of labor laws.
Like what?
Well, apparently if you're depressed or any other illness that you can make up, you don't have to go to work, and you still get paid.
Wow, they have that in Great Britain, too.
Any place that you're going to have where socialism's gone far enough, then, you know, if you're going to take care of the Vietnam War vet that's had both limbs blown off by force,
right?
You know, by government force, you're going to take care of him in that way, then it's a short road to going taking care of the person who, I've got a hangnail and feel good. You know, I mean,
I can't get out of bed today.
At any point, if I get to diagnose myself, well, that's it.
Well, you're addicted to cigars, man, which you can't stop.
I am. I'm a nicotine addict.
All right, taxpayers should pay for your cigar habit.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Dennis.
No, I was just saying, I just found it extremely amusing because they're all, you know, screaming for more laws to stop this kind of thing, and nobody's, you know, stepping back and saying, hey, maybe we're wrong.
Wait, they're screaming for more laws to stop people from taking advantage of the laws that are already on the books to allow them to not work because they're so-called depressed?
Yep.
It's the laws that created the problem in the first place.
They don't know that, though.
They can't figure that out for themselves.
Wait, did you say there was millions of people not going to work?
Yep, I think the number was around 5 or 6 million.
Because they're depressed, or whatever. Yep.
But that was just in Scotland. I was around Glasgow, you know, murder capital of Europe at the time.
Oh, boy.
It was amazing to
me. How do they murder people there?
What?
How do they murder people there?
With logs.
Oh, actually,
they just throw logs
guns,
on each
knives,
other.
Everything gets banned.
I'm sorry, I missed what you said.
I said, you know, they use everything that's banned, guns, knives, like.
Makes sense.
Everything but sand.
Everything that's banned.
Oh, that's banned. Okay. So they kill people with guns on a pretty regular basis there?
Yeah,
violent crimes on the rise. I saw an article recently about how Great Britain, it's still violent crime is going up, gun crime is going up, and there's a ban on handguns there. It's amazing. Dennis, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So back to the dentist story here. According to the BBC, an investigation by Which magazine in 2001 found that a dentist fully committed to the NHS. I don't know what that means. I presume it means doing 100% government work.
NHS work.
Right. Can earn up to £65,000 per year after expenses.
Probably pretty... after expenses?
Right.
Probably pretty good.
But since it depends on patient numbers, not quality of care, many dentists say the NHS is back-breaking work with little job satisfaction.
Right. So he's moving... Rather than giving customer service, he's moving people in and out of that chair.
Yep.
Because you can't do that. You can't do that in a regular dental practice. If you just get people in and get people out just as quick as you possibly can get them in and out, it doesn't matter how you do it. Well, they're going to say, whoa, phew, I didn't really get particularly good customer service there.
I kind of feel like cattle. I'm not coming back.
I don't feel like my teeth have been as clean as they could.
Right.
You know, my problem hasn't been serviced or whatever the reason is.
They didn't even say thank you.
Right. Whoa. Whatever it is, they're not gonna come back to you. So you're gonna lose those people.
Yep.
So you have to give a certain level of customer service in order to make it work for people
exactly.
in the free market. Whereas not so much with socialism.
Well, according to one guy, it's not like a GP, general practitioner, who has the time to talk to patients. It's all chair-side work, which is operative and very stressful. Patients are apprehensive and conscious, which just increases the pressure. And the dentists can't take it. They're sick of it, and they're bailing out. 1-800-259-9231. We'll talk about the effects of that and what to do to solve it. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We're doing another banner auction. And the one that we just finished... And that went for cheap, man, which only went for $50.
Whoa!
Yeah,
you what get, the heck happened?
Somebody got paid $50 for the second slot on our website. So that makes me wonder, what's the fifth slot going to go for? That's what we're auctioning right now at auction.freetalklive.com. Auctioning starts at 99 cents. Place your bid. Auction.freetalklive.com, and you get a banner on our site for an entire month.
So when are we going to auction off an evening with Manwich?
What are we going to do?
Well, we don't have a huge amount of. What would we do? We'd have to send him via plane or something like that because we have an international audience here.
I'm sure there's somebody out there who'd be willing to pay for it.
That'd be a day and a half at least in a fare. I mean, you'd have to stay overnight.
Really, not doesn't sound good to me.
Of course it doesn't. Of course it doesn't. But it'd be a great fundraiser.
I suppose it would depend on who won the auction. I mean, which
I suppose it was, but generally I think that this is probably the truth and. Any sort of male escort situation is the people that are willing to pay are not the people that I'm really interested in.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, well, we're talking about socialism in dentistry, and just kind of giving a follow-up from last night on the Great Britain story about how actually there is private work. In fact, The dentists in Great Britain are shifting to the private sector because they're sick and tired of being screwed by the NHS, the National Health System or Service or whatever it is. They're tired of running patients through as though they're on an assembly line. They're tired of just kind of the crappy pay that they're getting from it. They're tired of all the rules and regulations. They're dropping out. They're shifting to private. Well, I'm thinking to myself, what is the government going to do about this? Because they're going to be coming up with governmental solutions. The solution that the government comes up with isn't going to be, hey, maybe this NHS was a bad idea. Let's scrap it and go 100% private, which would be the way to actually get people the best service and the best prices. But I predict that's not going to be the case.
I'd say it's more likely that they'd say, well, we're going to start mandating that every dentist take 40% of their patients as these NHS patients.
Right.
Deal with it, suckers.
I'm betting that's something that's going to happen. Or maybe they'll just simply say, maybe they'll go all the way and say, look, this private practice is diluting you guys. You're not focusing on the government patients as well because you've got these money bags people coming in there handing you oodles and oodles of cash to do fillings.
The rich people coming in and you're taking care of better care of them.
Right. The rich people deserve the same crappy care as everyone else. Which is driving people, by the way, to knock their own teeth out in Great Britain because they don't want to deal with the NHS dentists. So anyway, I'm thinking the proposal on the table is to either swing away from private dentistry or to get away from it entirely, in which case you're going to come to one final problem. And that is going to be, what are you going to do when no one wants to be a dentist anymore?
Well, that's what's going to happen at some point or another. They're
right.
going to...
The further towards socialism they go, that's what will happen.
Sure. At some point, the 65,000 quid that you can make a year is going to drop on down to 40 or something like that. You'll just be a highly paid bureaucrat, and it just won't be worth being a dentist anymore.
Heck no.
Because the government won't have to then compete with the free market. And, well, they can pay dentists whatever they want to pay them.
Right.
Well, at that point, they're just going to have trouble finding dentists, just like they have trouble finding social workers now.
And then what are you going to do? I mean, then what's the next step? Are you going to start mandating that people become dentists? Are you going to start picking jobs for people? And the further down the road you go towards socialism, the more dangerous and the scarier it gets. 1-800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. Women attracted to men who like babies, bureaucrats behaving badly, and more. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.